Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. Austria has a history of having one of the lowest unemployment rates in Europe. In fact, the European Union assigned an unemployment rate of 4.9% to Austria for 2013, giving it the lowest unemployment rate across the European Union. Though labor market dynamics continue to shift, Austria remains vigilant in tackling this pressing social issue. And the Austrian Public Employment Service, AMS, plays a major role in preventing and reducing unemployment in Austria. What factors contribute to Austria's low rates of unemployment? How does Austria's dual education system factor into it? What is the Austrian Public Employment Service doing to enhance the way it does business? And what can we learn from innovations being pursued by the AMS? As part of our Global Conversation with Leaders series, I will explore these questions and much more with Dr. Johannes Kopf, Managing Director of the Austrian Public Employment Service. He is the first in what I hope to be a series that introduces government executives from across the world who are changing the way their government does business. Welcome, Dr. Kopf. It is a pleasure to have you as my guest today.
Thank you for the invitation. I'm fine.
Dr. Kopf, would you provide us with an overview of the history and mission of the Austrian Public Employment Service, AMS? What types of services are provided by your organization, and what tasks are you charged with performing?
Well, the Public Employment Service Act came into force on the 1st of July 1994, so it's 20 years ago. Since that day, we changed a lot of things within the public employment. In fact, nowadays we are the leading provider of labor market-related services on the Austrian labor market. Of course, we do the unemployment insurance, and we help workers to find unemployed people to find jobs again. We help companies to fill their vacancies. And of course, we do a lot of training and also giving advice to job seekers. And we do a lot of information about the labor market.
To help give us a sense of the scale of operation of your organization, how is the Austrian Public Employment Service, AMS, structured? What's its governance structure? How many Austrians are served annually? And what are the total number of employees who work for you?
My organization is divided into one federal, 9 regional, and 101 local organizations all over Austria. We are a state organization, but we have representatives of the employers and employee organizations of the Austrian employers and employee organizations in all levels of my organization. We always talk about three owners we have. We have government, employers, and employee representation as owners of the organizations. There are about 5,600 of us within the company, and we help about 850 to 900,000 customers a year and about tens of thousands of companies to fill the vacancies.
Dr. Kopf, I'd like to transition to your specific role and responsibilities as Managing Director of the Austrian Public Employment Service. What are your specific responsibilities, and could you give us a sense of the day or a week in the life of someone who leads such a critically important organization?
Yes, sure. Within the Board of Directors, we are two, my colleague Herbert Buchinger and I. I'm responsible of alone, so for instance, finances or infrastructure, and other topics where my colleague is in charge of, for instance, research or certain labor market topics. In fact, the most of our topics are shared responsibilities. It's the whole labor market policy where we do a good cooperation together. And to give a sense of a day in my business life, seems logical to start with Monday. So what did I do this Monday? I started, as usual, about 8:30. I'm looking through the press reviews. I'm looking through my mails and getting a quick update from my secretary in the morning. At 9:15, my fellow board member and I made our weekly meeting to take decisions. So it means that some heads of our departments attend to discuss various topics and to get decisions they need for their work. From 11:30 to about 12:30, I had some internal meetings. One was about infrastructure. And later on, a colleague gave me a briefing for a speech I'm holding next week. In the afternoon, we had, I would say, some irregular and very long meeting about budget problems in my Viennese part of our organization. And in the evening, I was invited to a company's anniversary celebration where I met representatives from many Austrian firms, and I had some very interesting discussions with them. So I had a long Monday this week.
With such an expansive portfolio, what are the three top challenges that you face in your position, and how have you sought to address those challenges?
First, I would say to get enough information for right decisions, but this in a short time. That's not as easy to organize and to deal with. Second thing is, I mean, what's leading? Leading is something like to organize other people's work and to motivate them. That's not at all an easy task, I would say. And third, to be a good motivator and communicator, you have to be always motivated by yourself. And that means however tired you are in the evening, for instance. These three challenges at first, I would say, are tough.
Dr. Koff, along with those challenges you've encountered, what has surprised you most since taking your current role?
I would say that sounds maybe funny, but I'm still surprised by the speed labor market can change. We had the certain year 2009, where we had a crisis on labor market, which we hadn't seen since World War II. And even other topics on the labor market are really changing very, very quick. And although I know the labor market, I would say, good, I'm still surprised sometimes.
Could you describe your career path for our listeners, and how did you begin your career, and what brought you to your current leadership role?
I studied law in Vienna. I'm an Austrian. I did some studies also, especially European law. And then I started my career working for a law firm. After that, I worked for the Federation of Austrian Industry, employers organization in the field of social policy. And in that years, I was first sent to our, which means Public Employment Service, supervisory board as a representative of the employer organization. And in 2003, I started to work for the former Minister for Economic Affairs, Martin Bartenstein, the Austrian minister, who asked me to work for him in his office in Austria. We call it Cabinet to the Minister. I was still working on labor market issues. Since July 2006, I'm one of the two members of the board of directors of the Public Employment Service.
And Dr. Koff, given your experience, what are the characteristics of an effective leader, and who has shaped your management and leadership approach?
There is no right answer for all persons. Different personalities lead to different ways of leading. And to be effective, I would say it has to fit to your personality. There are leaders that are, I would say, have more charisma, more power, more intelligence than others, have better behavior, or just lead because of their function. There are several ways of leading. I would say my own approach was shaped, of course, by my former bosses, both within the Federation of Austrian Industry, but also by the Minister for Economic Affairs. And what I recognize, not daily, but on and on, is, of course, the way you lead the company is also influenced by your employees. It's a good advice to keep open your ears.
What factors contribute to Austria's low rates of unemployment? We will ask Dr. Johannes Kopf, Managing Director of the Austrian Public Employment Service, when the special edition of the Business of Government Hour, A Conversation with Leaders, continues.